Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Chris Summer. The lesson of the day for the former superintendent of Dallas County Schools: crime doesn't pay. KRLD's LP Phillips reports it's time for the former school chief to pay up.
This is the day Ricky Dale Sorrells reports to federal prison and begins his seven-year sentence for bribery and taking kickbacks. Sorrells was superintendent of the system that ran the Dallas County school buses, but while he was on the job, he was on the take. A company that sold cameras for a monitoring system convinced Sorrells to take a $3 million bribe to land a $70 million contract, a boondoggle that broke the Dallas County school system. Earlier this week, a federal judge signed off on an order to make Sorrells repay at least some of the money. The government took custody of cash, jewelry, a Porsche, and a Maserati. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A girl from Central Texas fighting for her life in Fort Worth after she came down with a brain-eating amoeba. KRLD's Austin York has her story.
Her family says 10-year-old Lily Avant took a swim in the Brazos River on Sunday, and after she got out, started having a headache and a fever. From there, her condition rapidly worsened to the point where she became incoherent and unresponsive. Her parents rushed her to a hospital, and she was eventually airlifted to Cook Children's Medical Center. Chris Van Dusen with the Texas Department of State Health Services says the little girl contracted a very rare amoeba.
The amoeba that causes it is present really everywhere, particularly in freshwater, lakes and rivers across Texas and really the southern half of the United States. And very occasionally, very rarely, for some reason, when someone is swimming or, you know, water skiing, engaging in water recreation, and they get water up their nose, that amoeba can travel into their brain and cause that infection.
The family is reporting the doctors have told them God is in control now, and there's nothing more that they can do for her. A prayer vigil will be held in front of the hospital later tonight. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police start a homicide investigation after a woman's body was discovered following a house fire overnight.
Police say someone threw a container filled with a flammable liquid at a home on Elsie Faye Higgins Street. The home went up in flames and one person was inside at the time. Firefighters found the body of a 38-year-old woman after they put out the flames. Detectives have made a preliminary identification, but they're waiting on the medical examiner's office to officially ID her and make a ruling on the cause of death. They are treating the case as a homicide and are asking anyone with information to contact investigators. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A 9-year-old boy from Collin County is left heartbroken after a thief took his dirt bike. That bike was the last gift his dad gave him before his father passed away last night. The Collin County Sheriff working to locate the dirt bike. Investigators say it was stolen from the boy's Princeton area home on FM 1377 on Wednesday while the boy was at school. That bike is blue. It's a white Yamaha TTR 110 with a broken right front brake lever and a bent left foot peg. If you've seen it, know anything about it, the Collin County Sheriff's Department would love to hear from you. We have a photo of the dirt bike on our website, krld.com. A member of the Texas State Board of Education wants to see gunshot first aid training in all public schools as part of the National Stop the Bleed campaign. Georgina Perez's district includes El Paso and part of Odessa. She says it's not enough to have faculty and first responders have that training. She wants to see blood control kits in every classroom.
We have to do something to help ourselves save each other's lives. You know, the opportunity to implement that in the high school health standards is on the table now.
And Perez is urging Governor Abbott to call a special session on the topic. Starting in October of next year, you will be required to have a gold star in the top right-hand corner of your Texas driver license in order to use it as a valid form of ID to fly. Tens of thousands of Texans will have to make the change, which is why Deputy DPS Director Skylar Hearn says they're beefing up their ranks ahead of time.
We'll be hiring over 700 additional people to work in our 229 locations around the state.
It's part of the Real ID Act passed back in 2005 to bolster airline security. If your license expires after October of next year, you'll need to either renew early or request a duplicate.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.